left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us on this Friday edition. Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, the owner of Peters Family Insurance, Sam Peters, will join us. We'll get a chance to visit with him about what's going on in his world. Both, and by the way, I'm hoping he'll have one of those pop quiz questions on insurance, because he stumped me like the last four times. Yeah, and there are some interesting questions about your insurance, you know, plan. What's covered, what's not, what, you know, act of God, is that covered by insurance or not? We'll have a chance to get with Sam Peters coming up top of the hour and have some fun with him. He is, by the way, the owner of Peters Family Insurance. He's also a candidate for Congress in CD4, and he's the former chairman of the Law Enforcement Loyalty PAC. That's former chairman. Sam Peters will join us, and I tell you, he and his family are just absolutely amazing. And in fact, we'll talk a little bit about homeschooling and what that's all about. That's going to be interesting. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 4:30, as we check out our traffic cams right now, we do see some congestion there on Interstate 11 southbound at Horizon, as they've put up some orange cones through there. So you might want to give yourself some extra time to work through there. Now, only two lanes are available on the 515 between Main Street and Eastern. That's in both directions, so you can expect some slowing in that corridor for sure for the next period of time. Also, some slow flows on Interstate 15, mainly in the resort corridor between Tropicana and Charleston. You'll also touch the brakes. Interstate 15 southbound at Washington.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. The Raiders continuing to get set for their preseason game against Seattle coming up tomorrow. However, backup quarterback Marcus Mariota will not play in the game. He is currently dealing with a leg injury, and he has missed some practice time. So with that, he is not going to be in the game. Sports venues around the country are starting to require either proof of vaccination or a recent negative COVID test to be able to attend games. However, so far, all the teams in Las Vegas have not indicated they are going to go down that route. That is according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. The mask mandate is going to be more strictly enforced for Raiders games. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
The great Gap sale at Gap Factory, and GapFactory.com is here. Styles up to 75% off, plus limited time deals including active shorts for the family from $19.99. Shop now through July 10th.
In some places, it's always rush hour, and the honking never stops. At Nature Valley, we wouldn't have it any other way. Take in the outdoors with Nature Valley granola bars.
Welcome to a place where everyone deserves to be better protected, where technology has your back, where you can have better protection and keep more money in your pocket, where you can have protection for your car, your home, your phone, and even your digital identity. Welcome to a place where your entire life can be better protected. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, I was talking earlier about how everything this president touches blows up in his face. Immigration reform, the pandemic, being able to vaccinate 70% and get us to herd immunity. And he said we were going to do this by the 4th of July, and we missed that deadline. We've missed every deadline. And it is incredible. The other area that I haven't even touched on yet is the price of gasoline. I just filled up, and it cost me over $50 in my Honda crossover. Yeah. It's just incredible. Rick Perry is the former Secretary of Energy in our country, and he was on with Sean Hannity last night. And I want you to listen to this. This is cut two. His reaction to the Biden energy policy, what I'm calling the Biden energy fiasco. Listen to this.
We weren't even getting a barrel of oil from Saudi Arabia when Trump left office. Not one. Begging OPEC to please add up more production, amp up more production, and pump more oil so we can buy it from them. Why don't we go back to the Trump policies, Joe? Joe reduced the oil and gas supply in the U.S. to, quote, save the environment, and is now begging OPEC, countries in the Middle East that hate our guts, to give us more oil and produce more oil from a heavy polluting region. Big government socialism, always one big false promise after another. Here on what this will mean for you and your family, former Energy Secretary Rick Perry. First of all, instead of begging OPEC, why don't we just go back to the Trump-era policies that made us energy independent for the first time and see?
It is stunning, Sean, to see how fast we went from energy independence to now relying on countries like Iran to get our energy. You know, I didn't think there could ever be anyone that would make me think that Jimmy Carter might have had it right. But Joe Biden... And his policies that he's putting in place, making Jimmy Carter look kind of good. And I never thought I would say that. But you think about where we were, the work that we did, the Americans that we put to work whether it was building pipelines, good union jobs, building pipelines all across the country, stopping that Keystone pipeline out of Canada, and then allowing the Russians to finish the Nord Stream 2. I mean, it just makes absolutely no sense.
He's right. Another guy that is right. In fact, Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, is very possibly winging his way, even as we speak, across the country to be with all of our folks at the Corley Ranch tomorrow. And by the way, if you've not already decided to live stream, you can live stream, and it's going to be great. It's the 6th annual Bass Cry. MorningInNevadaPack.org is how you can register to watch it, to live stream it free. Won't cost you a dime. Won't cost you a dime. 4,000 people are paying good money at the Corley Ranch. You'll get to see it for free. And all you got to do is go to MorningInNevadaPack.org and you'll get a chance. You'll get a chance to see it. And can I tell you something? You know, we were talking about energy with Rick Perry, with Ron DeSantis, who was on with Tucker Carlson last night. Here's talk of a Biden double standard on the pandemic, another issue that this president has screwed up royally. Former President Donald J. Trump ended up doing a great job with Operation Warp Speed and got his vaccines way, 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 way ahead of schedule. And in bulk, you know, hundreds of millions of doses. And then Biden came in and screwed it up. I don't have time to get to the clip right now, but we'll do it when we come back, I promise. And you can hear Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, in his own words. And again, he'll be there tomorrow at the Corley Ranch in Gardnerville for the 6th annual Bass Cry, hosted by Adam Laxalt. It's going to be a lot of fun. In fact, I'm going to miss not being there. But it runs 10 to 2, and if you want to live stream it, morninginnevadapack.org is how you can find it. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We'll hear from Ron DeSantis coming up next, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold. So wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastro Verde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastro Verde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Millions plan for retirement online, estimate your future benefits, apply for retirement, and manage your benefits all from the comfort of your home. And give yourself the freedom to do what you want offline. Social Security's online services help put you in control with secure access to your information anytime, anywhere, allowing you to spend more time with family, friends, or simply just enjoying the day. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
The early bird gets the worm. And the biggest newsmakers in and outside the Beltway. The Hugh Hewitt Show. Weekday mornings 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio that's right for Las Vegas. The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I can't believe it. You know, last night I was watching the Field of Dreams, and I totally forgot that the NFL was into week two, I guess it would be. Maybe it's week one and a half of preseason games. Of course, tomorrow, 6 o'clock, Allegiant Stadium, and it'll be the Raiders and the Seattle Seahawks. That is all coming up tomorrow. And I'm still waiting for the plan to get us parking for tomorrow night. And gentleman Jim Dallas, I don't know how they do this. You can't just create property where there is none.
Well, that's a fact, and they do expect a high percentage of people to actually park and walk. Now, they're thinking that, okay, if people park at, let's say, Excalibur or MGM or New York or whatever, they could walk over to the stadium. They're going to be closing down Hacienda there, which, of course, is where the entryway is to Mandalay Bay. And you can also get into Excalibur on Reno. It's on Hacienda. I take that back. So they're going to be closing that down, and people are going to be walking for a short distance to the stadium because, literally, when you look around the stadium, there's not that many places to park. Now, they did convert one of the old taxi areas there on Valley View. It's between Tropicana and Hacienda on Valley View. And they used to have a big taxi service there. And, of course, they kind of fell by the wayside when Uber and Lyft came along. So that was abandoned, but they are going to be using that as a place to park. But that's only about 2,000. They need, in total, 16,000 parking spaces for that stadium. Or 65,000 people. So you can see it's a little here, a little there, and a lot of people walking.
Wow. One of the things that probably we should do next week, and we probably should have done it this week, and it just like went over my head, was the whole issue of where you can park and ride. Because park and ride is going to be the best. I mean, even the ride shares.
Right.
Am I right? Where can the ride shares go right now? as of now.
Well, again, once game time is happening, Hacienda is not going to be available, so you're not going to be able to go through that area. But Dean Martin Drive is where a lot of people are going to be going down. So that's going to be very, very crowded on Dean Martin. Of course, you know that's the street between the freeway and the stadium. So it's going to be very, very packed through there. That is a, get there early. They say 2 o'clock is when they're going to be opening things up.
For a 6 o'clock game?
For a 6 o'clock game, yeah.
Holy moly!
Yeah, so they're doing that quite early, I guess, to train people. But start out early because it's going to be packed. I don't think they even know how it's going to really flow yet.
Are they going to, like, tailgate indoors? I mean, is that going to be the deal? Go to your seats and order hot dogs for 4 hours. And beers.
Yeah, well, they're going to have some tailgating out there in the parking lots in the surrounding areas. Like I say, near the Excalibur there. Now, this is during the regular season. I haven't heard anything on this preseason game, but that's the plan.
It's still going to be 65,000 people tomorrow, and those folks are going to have to park somewhere.
They're going to have to park somewhere, yeah. Again, a lot of the about 30%, they're hoping, are going to be parking at these different hotel casinos and pay the big bucks there.
I'll be honest with you. I would love to meet the person that came up with the plan, and somebody said, hey, I got a great idea. Let's have taxpayers foot the bill for $750 million. We'll get some other money. We'll build a $2 billion stadium. Oops, but we're not going to put parking in.
You know what they could do? Have you seen that Carvana vending machine off of Interstate 15 through there?
No.
Carvana is an online car sales service, and they're so-called vending machines. And it's one car on top of another car, on top of another car, and it's about 10 stories high. And you just order it up. You go, okay, I'll take the SUV up there on floor 7, and the vending machine brings it down. You got to check that out. The next time you're on Interstate 15.
I will.
Look over there. It's not too far from, it's right in the middle. Right in the middle of Interstate 15 of the resort corridor. It's on the right side towards the Rio.
By the way, lost in all of this is the fact that there is going to be a game to be played, and it's going to end up with the Raiders and the Seahawks. Are we going to see any first-string guys?
You know, that's a good question. I was debating, you know, how we football lovers will talk off the air. And, you know, I think Derek Carr is a top-notch quarterback. He's underrated. He probably won't play in this game. He is going to be playing in the preseason. There are several teams which are talking about holding back their starting quarterbacks, at least in this first game. Haven't heard anything about Derek Carr's status in this, but they still have to figure out, is Mariota, what if something happens with him, somebody comes along and tries to get him as a starter? What about Nathan Peterman, the third-string quarterback? Is he ready to step in if anything happens to a Derek Carr? So to answer your question, we're going to see a lot of Mariota. We're going to see a lot of Peterman. And Derek Carr, that's a big question mark. Probably not. Maybe one series, two at the most.
And by the way, Mariota, I think, has been ruled out of the game. Has he not? I saw that today. I don't know.
No, I did not check that. No.
Okay.
But he's the main backup. That's
But I think he has been ruled out of tomorrow's game. So we'll see. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count. And that's the amazing thing, that they play these games, but they don't count.
And that's why they went from 4 games to 3.
Smart move. Smart move.
Yeah.
Stay where you are. We'll get you ready for the 5 o'clock hour coming up in just a couple minutes. I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Politics is broken. It doesn't take much to see the way partisan politics so often put the priorities of the political class ahead of those of everyday Nevadans. I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute. Politics have failed Nevadans for far too long, with both Republicans and Democrats letting down the very people they claim to represent in Carson City. Isn't it time we start putting ideas, started putting policy ahead of the politics and the politicians? Go to NevadaPolicy.org and learn how we're doing just that. As a nonpartisan, nonprofit organization, Nevada Policy has put ideas over politics for the last 30 years. And moving forward, free market, pro-liberty solutions, regardless of the political landscape. Partner with us at NevadaPolicy.org and help us build a movement that focuses on the ideas that will make a difference. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way on the south side of the 215 just west of Jones.
Back then, we'd spend nights in front of the boob tube. We'd take our same seats, smoke cigarettes, and watch until the station played. We all smoked in those days. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So who's this new quarterback that we just signed?
We've got quarterback Cookus was signed ahead of tomorrow's game. Because Mariota, you were right. Mariota is injured. His status is uncertain. It's doubtful is the word on Mariota. But this is the time of the year where you need four quarterbacks because your starter is going to be probably preserved for the regular season. And you usually only carry two to three quarterbacks on a roster anyway. But this is the time of the year where a fourth back. Quarterback is signed, so they signed a gentleman by the name of Cookus here. I haven't really had a chance to read on it, but they did sign a fourth quarterback to the roster. So
and by the way, I was thumbing through the RJ's online website, and one of the things that they're reporting is that Derek Carr has not been informed if he's going to play or not. Maybe he will play.
See, that's the thing. In preseason football. Some teams play their starters, their regular season starters, for maybe a play or two or a series or two. And then as the preseason progresses, they might play a quarter. And then in the final preseason game, they usually play at least the first half so they can mentally kind of get into the flow.